Lee has no voice and uses an app on his tablet computer to communicate with the audience and with us. And here he is in action.
When I realised I'd never be able to talk again, I was speechless. I began to try to communicate through the medium of dance. A bit like Strictly Come Dancing crossed with Give Us a Clue.
Lee, I have been to one of your shows and I do find you hilarious. But part of the comedian's craft is actually to interact with the audience. So how does speaking through a communication aid affect how you improvise?
I write the material beforehand and copy and paste it into the iPad. Then I just press the jokes I wanted to speak during the gig. Obviously, this is pretty limited in terms of audience interaction. But I've got a bit of banter with the audience in my Edinburgh show, and I'd like to work on this side of things more in the future. It just depends on how fast I can type. I have got some comebacks stored, just in case I get heckled.
You weren't doing comedy 2 years ago, and then you've had a meteoric rise to fame. So what were you doing before comedy came a-knocking?
2 years ago, I was looking forward to a nice relaxing summer holiday. Now I am stressing about a month of gigs in the most inaccessible city in the world. I've always been a big fan of comedy, and I love going to watch stand-up comedy myself. I'd always said that, if I could talk, that would probably be my dream job. I never expected to do it though. I just didn't think it was possible. Then, some friends said that it might work, and that I should try it. I thought they were crazy at first. But the idea stuck in the back of my mind. Eventually I decided to give it a try, because I knew I'd regret it if I didn't.
This one is your first full Edinburgh run, so can you tell us a bit about what your show's about and what it's like?
My show is called Voice of Choice, and is basically me taking the mick out of my life for an hour. It's a look back over my life so far, and all the ups and downs that I have had. From being ill, as a baby, and the doctors not knowing what was wrong. Obviously because they didn't have Google to check in those days. To me growing up and being independent. I also mention my X Factor audition and some other stuff as well. Hopefully it's very funny but will make people go away and think about things a bit more as well.
What do you get from consciously doing disability material? Is it unavoidable for you to breach that topic as you are using a speech synthesizer?
I don't think it was unavoidable. It was something I chose to concentrate on. Mainly because that's what I have most experience in, and so I had plenty of material to use from it. I don't want to become one of those comedians who only jokes about their disability or whatever though. I just think it was an obvious starting point. I also wanted to show that you shouldn't be scared to talk and joke about disability. As long as it's handled well, then it can be a very funny subject.